Globular cluster metallicity distributions in the eMosaic simulations, by Joel Pfeffer et al. The metallicity distributions of globular cluster, GC, systems in galaxies are a critical test of any GC formation scenario. In this work, we investigate the predicted GC metallicity distributions of galaxies in the modeling star cluster population assembly in cosmological simulations with an EAGLE, simulation of a representative cosmological volume, L equals 34.4 comoving MPC. We find that the predicted GC metallicity distributions and median metallicities from the fiducial eMosaics GC formation model agree well the observed distributions, except for galaxies with masses m approximately 2 times 10 to the power of 10 m sun, which contain an overabundance of metal-rich GCs. The predicted fraction of galaxies with bimodal GC metallicity distributions, 37 plus or minus 2% in total, 45 plus or minus 7% for m greater than 10 to the power of 10.5 m sun, is in good agreement with observed fractions, 44 carat plus 10 to 9%, as are the mean metallicities of the metal poor and metal rich peaks. We show that, for massive galaxies, m greater than 10 to the power of 10 m sun, bimodal GC distributions primarily occur as a result of cluster disruption from initially unimodal distributions, rather than as a result of cluster formation processes. Based on the distribution of field stars with GC-like abundances in the Milky Way, we suggest that the bimodal GC metallicity distribution of Milky Way GCs also occurred as a result of cluster disruption, rather than formation processes. We conclude that separate formation processes are not required to explain metal poor and metal rich GCs, and that GCs can be considered as the surviving analogs of young massive star clusters that are readily observed to form in the local universe today. This was Globular Cluster Metallicity Distributions in the eMosaics Simulations, by Joel Pfeffer et al.